Well, it is a day that ends in Y, which means that we've got yet another story about strain on Alberta's healthcare system. And this time, it's news that kidney hopefuls are not likely going to want to hear. It turns out Alberta is pausing its participation, or part of its participation, in the National Kidney Donor Matching Program due to a shortage of surgery capacity, meaning that, yes, patients that have eagerly been waiting a new kidney in some capacity are going to have to wait even longer for that new organ. So how did this happen? Well, to break that down, I'm joined by a friend of the show, Dr. Paul Parks, president of the Alberta Medical Association. As always, a pleasure having you on the show, and always appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate being able to explain these complex topics, for sure.
Yeah, well, and again, I think I will start off with the explainer in terms of what it is exactly that is being paused here, because we're not saying that Alberta is completely turning off the pipeline to all kidney donations or kidney transplants, but this pertains specifically to a matching program?
Yeah, I mean, and in simplest terms, you know, this should be, to put it really clear for everybody, it's not that we don't have operating rooms and staff and we can't do these transplants. What's happening is we have a critical shortage of anesthetists. So, and because of that, the specific sites in Edmonton, the university that does transplants, has had to remove itself off the national registry for a lot of these transplants, specifically because they can't commit to being able to do the surgeries in a timely fashion because we simply just do not have enough anesthetists, and that it's become a critical issue. And to pull out of a program like this and to not be able to continue with these services just shows you how strained and how difficult it is for all types of operations and surgeries at the university.
Yeah, well, the question I asked during the tee up is one that I'll put to you, which is, how did this happen? How did we get to this point?
Well, I mean, it's a bunch of issues that always, as with healthcare, it's always complex, multifactorial. But the biggest one by a mile is that there have been, for a long time, a growing shortage of anesthetists across the province, across the country, and now even across the world. So that has put us in a labor force market where anesthetists can go and work anywhere that they choose. So in that market, what's happened at the university is that nobody's really been doing in any way a real workforce planning, trying to solve the issues so that we could recruit and retrain our anesthetists in Alberta. And specifically at the University of Alberta, it's a very specialized type of anesthesia. It's long, complex, very difficult cases. Often can't get in some of those really short cases where you do someone's, you know, knee or something that's really quick. It's all really long and complex. And because of the funding model on top of everything, they just can't recruit anesthetists. Even within Edmonton, they'll work at other sites, but it's impossible for them to get them to work at the U of A.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny because, well, not funny, funny, but funny, interesting, is that it seems like every time we talk about these issues and these strains, it's usually tied to a long-standing issue. And that's what you're saying it is in this case. I mean, what is it? How did we get to the point where this one just kept getting punted down the road until we wound up in this situation?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and that's the logjam that we're desperately, as the AMA, you know, advocating on behalf of, you know, 14,000 physicians, we are trying to say to the government, listen, we have to break this logjam. You have to share our sense of urgency and agree it's a crisis. And you know, here's the big problem is this is just the perfect signal of them pulling out of a program like this is literally saying, well, listen, it's gotten so bad. We have to draw lines in the sand. We have to cut programs. We have to cut access. And this has real impact on human beings. And what I'll tell you right now is, you know, in our contract in October 2022, we highlighted that workforce planning was a critical piece of what we had to do. And that committee doesn't even exist. It's never met. It's never actually, work hasn't been done in a concerted fashion to address this. And so we're at the point where we have to say to the premier and to the government, say, listen, we must act on this. And just to put a point on it, it's not just transplant surgeries. At the University of Alberta now, there are days and days delay for orthopedic surgeries.
Not spilling over.
Surgeries. It's spilling over to all of our operative capacity in the big hospitals in Edmonton.
So with respect to the kidney patients, what does this type of pause mean to them, to those folks in our part of the province that, you know, might have been looking forward to eagerly refreshing the matching program webpage or however it is that they keep alerted to what's going on there? How does it impact them specifically?
Well, first off, they're met with total uncertainty because what's it going to mean? Well, how long more will the delays be for transplant? But, you know, to put it again really bluntly, this means people having to keep on dialysis three times a week, going spending 4 hours a day, three times a week on dialysis. It is not the quality of life and the impact on your life to have to be on dialysis. It's miraculous and it's amazing science that we can do it, but when we can transplant these patients, their quality of life and their ability to kind of lead back to what would be considered a more normal life is infinitely better. And these people will be prolonged delays waiting for transplants. And some may even have their condition deteriorate and may die while they're waiting. Like, it's so impossible to just pinpoint that, but that's the risk.
Now, AHS said that they do intend to participate in the June run of the matching program here, that essentially this is just a blip on the radar. But is it? Is it just a blip on the radar?
Oh, I'd be very interested to learn what their concerted plan to deal with this is, because, you know, as far as I can tell, this is absolutely not a blip. This is like a fall off the cliff. This has been a couple of years of anesthesia. So I went to meetings in the end of September with the anesthesia leads at the U of A, desperately pleading for help on recruitment and retention, and desperately pleading, saying we need a really unique funding model here. Here's our solution. We've taken it to the minister. We've taken it to AHS leads. We've advocated everywhere. Can you help us? And we tried to push it. And now look, we're in the middle of January. Nothing's moved on it. And now we hit crisis after crisis, where more and more operative programs will just fall and not be able to be kept up in and maintained in a regular way, because no one's actively addressing this.
It needs to be addressed, as you said. We're talking about everything from quality of life for these patients straight up to, you know, a situation where, again, you know, not guaranteed someone's going to die as a result of this pause, but it's definitely something that could conceivably happen, given, you know, what is at play here. Dr. Paul Parks, I appreciate you coming on the show and turning the spotlight on this issue. And I also appreciate you not having me have to say the word I can't even say
anesthetist. There you go.
Anesthetist. There, close enough. But I appreciate your time as always.
Okay, anytime. Thanks.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.